There was a lot of good things that we did in the game. I mean, I think for our football team to run the ball the way that we did, with the effectiveness that we had running the football, with McFadden over 100 yards, you know, 226 yards overall on the ground and 6.6 per carry, I thought that was outstanding. We're all excited about getting the win. We're 1-1, and we've got a big divisional opponent that we play on Monday night.
Welcome to the Raiders Report. I'm your host, JT. The atmosphere last Sunday for the home opener at O.co Coliseum was simply electric. From welcoming home their beloved number 24 to the explosive play of running back Darren McFadden, the Raiders and their fans before kickoff had one simple goal. Just win, baby.
First home game of the season. Everybody's all fired up and pumped up. Check them all out.
You know, that's my favorite part, is meeting the kids and being able to say hello to them, and they were super excited. So that was one of the highlights of the day. This is just something I'm very honored to be a part of.
Injured from the blast, LeBrock, the Boston Marathon, Aaron Hearn, as he hands the game ball to Raider great Carl Weathers, the Mad Stork, Ted Hendricks.
Just another season and just win, baby.
It's all about that right there, baby. Black and silver all day. We here, baby. We here.
In front of a sellout crowd at O.co Coliseum, both teams were looking for their first taste of victory.
53,000 making noise here in Oakland.
The Raiders struck first following a 30-yard punt return by Phillip Adams.
Phillip Adams has real estate inside Jacksonville territory. 30-yard return from Adams.
This 11-yard rushing touchdown by fullback Marcel Reese was the first opening drive touchdown for the Silver and Black since 2011.
They give it a Reese block by Dreisel. Five. Breaks a tackle and dives, and he's in.
They just dominated a lot of scrimmage on that play.
The Silver and Black put up 226 yards on the ground, with Run DMC finishing the day with 129 yards on 19 carries.
Darren McFadden wants himself inside the 30, barreling forward. Fadden, right up center, makes a guy, misses inside the 20.
Back-to-back big runs for the Raiders.
For our football team to run the ball the way that we did, I thought that was outstanding.
Terrell Pryor added 50 of his own and didn't turn the ball over in his first victory as a starting quarterback in the NFL.
Fakes the inside handoff, keeps it on the read.
Pryor fakes everyone out. First down and a lot more inside Jaguars territory.
A big play is a big play is a big play. Take what you can get, and he's doing a great job of that.
He's got green grass. He can hurt you in a hurry, but he also has the ability to stand strong in the pocket and make the throw.
Kicker Sebastian Janikowski connected on four field goals, eclipsing the 1,400-point mark for his career.
46-yarder, swings the leg, plenty of distance, very high, and this one is good.
The Raider Nation witnessed the homecoming of Charles Woodson, who led the defense with six tackles.
The pitch to Jones Drew, around in by Charles Woodson on the tackle, and he is fired up.
The stout Silver and Black defense held Jacksonville to just 34 yards rushing, while recording five of their league-leading nine sacks.
Here's Chanahan getting sacked back inside the 20-yard line, and they sack him again.
The Raiders were all over Chanahan.
You know, all season long, you know, you're gonna get our best, and that's what we'll promise you going forward, is that we're going to give you everything we have out there on the field.
One of the key contributors in the victory against the Jaguars was rookie tight end Michael Rivera. He had three receptions for 32 yards and a big one at the end of the first half to set up a Sebastian Janikowski field goal. Since being selected by the Raiders in last year's draft, he's been working around the clock to establish himself as a new member of the Raiders.
Michael Rivera, tight end with the Oakland Raiders. When my name was called, it was just really the best day of my life. My family was so happy. My mom screamed so loud that LAPD came out, and there was five cops that came to the house for noise complaints. So I'll remember that day forever. I wanted to be close to home, and whether that was in Oakland or San Francisco or even San Diego, I just wanted to be close to home. And I was just really happy when Oakland used to come and talk to me, and the scouts used to ask me information, and I used to really just perk up and try to give them all the best information so that they could, you know, give me the one up so I could go there.
There's a throw out to Rivera, and he got tackled. Breaks a tackle down the sideline, 40 go out of bounds, and he does on the 35-yard line.
I love competition, and it only makes you better, and I'm just like, bring it on. If the coaching staff wants me to get out there and start, I'm going to be the best tight end I could be, and if they want me to play a backup role, I'll do that as well. I just want to be the best person I could be for this team. It's a dream come true to be Oakland Raider, and it's a dream come true to be in the NFL. I'm Michael Rivera, and I'm an Oakland Raider.
Coming up on the Raiders Report.
I'm ready to turn this thing around however I can. You know, I'm just ready to go.
Terrell Pryor is going to wear out this defensive line and this secondary as well.
And still to come.
It is incredible train for the silver and black on the sidelines. It pumps me up. It makes me proud. I'm so honored.
All this and more on the Raiders Report. This segment of the Raiders Report is brought to you by Verizon. With NFL Mobile from Verizon, never be without football.